Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Mike Crute has the week off. I am the other devil, Dominic Salvia, joined by my friend Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Batman. We affectionately call him the vigilante of good governance. Matt, thanks for sticking around, man.
My pleasure, Tom. It's always fun to be with you.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's been way too long. As we mentioned, leaving the last hour, Fox News, faux news. Tucker Carlson last night, if you missed it, well, you probably enjoyed doing whatever it was you were doing, and you don't have to worry about trying to get that time back. But if you watched it, you saw the most outrageous gaslighting and rewriting of history that I have ever seen. And I only watched a little bit of it, saw a lot of it on the socials this morning. Matt, did you happen to see any of Tucker Carlson?
5 minutes was all I could stomach, really, I got to tell you. I got a limb. I don't get paid enough to watch that whole thing. But it was disgraceful. I mean, I remember watching on January 6th live on CNN, and Fox was showing the same thing. Everyone was showing the storming of the Capitol. And then to have now 2 years and 3 months later, Tucker Carlson come out and say, there was no insurrection, there was no riot. In fact, that his footage, he said, demolishes that claim. Well, you know, what about the chance of hang Vice President Pence? What about the whole gallows that was set up? He's just going to erase all of that, too? I mean, it's amazing to me that this Orwellian rewriting of history can happen right before our eyes, so soon after we actually saw the history unfold as it was. And, you know, he said most of the people there were peaceful, orderly, meek sightseers. I mean, this is, again, just a total rewrite of what actually happened and the horrible effort that was part of the criminal conspiracy to overthrow our elections that this event was part of. And so, you know, it's Tucker Carlson doing his thing. You know, he's a little fascist who used to wear a bow tie and, you know, now he's dressed up in a different costume. But, you know, he loves the dictators over in Hungary and he loves Trump and wants Trump to be a dictator here. And he's going to do anything he can to help with that propaganda. And so this is just his latest effort. It was outrageous for the majority leader in the House to send this over to him exclusively and for him to cherry pick it as the Capitol Police chief said he did. It was clear that this was what he was going to do. He's a propagandist, and this was just an exercise in Orwellian propaganda.
Yeah, so the Speaker of the House hands over specifically and only to Tucker Carlson, who now we know over at Faux News is involved in, you know, actively lying to their audience because they were concerned about losing viewership. And so they embraced, at least on air, and what you say, if you don't say it on the air, you never said it, right? So on air, they gave a platform to the Sidney Powells and the Rudy Giulianis and the Pillow Guy. And I was lamenting yesterday, Matt, like, why do I have to know who Mike Lindell is? What did I do in my life that all of a sudden I have to be bombarded by this Pillow Guy? I mean, for real, why? Okay, so he sells lots of pillows. Okay, but why does that make him now on the screen? Why do I care what he has to say versus someone who sells mattresses versus someone who sells, you know, whatever, right?
I mean, it's like the White House counsel who said, who are you, when he walked into the room? What are you doing here? Who the hell are you?
Legitimately, and we continue we're living in the history. So, you know, Fox News, faux news are being consistent. Tucker Carlson is being very consistent. He's presenting this gaslit propaganda to his audience. And so when Kevin McCarthy gave him 41,000 hours of this tape, didn't give it to anybody else. And he did, Tucker Carlson did exactly what I thought he would do with it. From the clips that I saw, Matt, he presented, you know, oh, there's the QAnon shaman walking down the hallway, walking past cops, and they didn't tackle him and tase him and arrest him immediately, so no biggie. Right? This is terrible. This is not a big deal. Well, and I would suggest lots of travesties and terrible things that have happened. Until they happened, things were pretty peaceful. You know, the Titanic was a great ship until it hit an iceberg and went down. Lincoln was enjoying the theater until someone put a bullet in his head. Everything is fine until it's not fine. And what we saw with the January 6th videotapes that were edited but not actively edited, they may have shorted them up. Josh Hawley was, in fact, running away. But, then Tucker Carlson shows, lots of people were running away. Well, it doesn't take away from the fact that Josh Hawley fist-pumping QAnon King was running away from his own crowd that he was fist pumping. These are still facts, Matt. And for Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy and faux news to continue on, what we've discussed and what we've talked about over the last several weeks with regards to Dominion and how Fox News acts and how their hosts are, what they say on screen and what they say behind, that's still going on.
Right.
There's no lesson learned from that. Look what Tucker Carlson did last night.
Yeah, and he did what, you know, the senior producer at Fox News, you know, wants their guys to do. Feed the right-wing base. Feed the audience what they want, regardless of whether it's true or false. Just give them what they want. Otherwise, we're going to lose ratings. If we lose ratings, we're going to lose money. Let's just keep feeding them this raw meat, even if it's rancid raw meat, and it is rancid raw meat. But there, you know, there he goes again. I mean, it doesn't matter whether, you know, the boss knows that it's false or that Tucker knows that it's false. They're just throwing the raw meat out there to let their base consume it.
So anyone who thinks that, you know, companies and organizations and talking heads like Faux News and Tucker Carlson, that they're going to just adjust their ways because now this Dominion suit has brought to light, for example, how they really are. No. No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to change their ways whatsoever because this is the business plan. You know, this is how they've done it. This is how they, this is all they know. This is how they do it.
When is Paul Ryan, who's on the board of Fox, going to resign? I know. He knows better. He knows what happened on January 6th. He wants anybody but Trump, and yet he sits and he collects his check. I don't know how big the check is. I bet it's six figures or more going to those board of directors meetings over at Fox. But come on, man.
Well, for former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan to suggest that he owes a fiduciary duty to Fox News to tell them not to propagandize and tell lies on the air about an election being stolen, which means they are promoting the overturning of democracy, that maybe that's not a great legal idea. That's not enough, Paul Ryan. You know what I'm saying? And this was a discussion yesterday, Matt, and I want to get your sense. We see the continuation of this behavior from the politicians. We talked about folks in the state of Wisconsin here, Jim Troupas and Dan Kelly running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. The guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission,
Spindell,
right? They're not only not getting prosecuted, they're getting rewarded and seeking further office. They are not stopped. They are not slow. They are not questioning their behavior whatsoever. Not publicly, they're not. No, this is full bore ahead. Fox News, Tucker Carlson, full bore ahead. There's no slowing down on this. So my question, Matt, then is what do we do if you're called on to come on Fox News? If you comment on Faux News, how heavy should we get in our response to what we see going on in front of us? At least as it is interpreted by us.
Well, I think there are only two choices. One is not to go on at all and not to grace them with your presence, which is an honorable choice. And the other choice is to go on and give them a mouthful, like Trudy did. I mean, and those are your only two choices, because you can't go on and just try to get your point across in a civil way and then look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, because you're going on with people who are paid propagandists for really far right ideologies.
Yeah. And I've been talking a lot about credibility, and Evan and I were joking yesterday. You know, when I'm the guy talking about credibility, man, you know we have sunk to just a new low. But it does matter. It really is important. If you want to get a sense of belief, you got to be able to trust what you're hearing, right? And if the person that you're hearing from has no credibility, then you got to question what they're telling you. I mean, the Coke salesman is never going to drink Pepsi. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how cogent your arguments, no matter the facts that you have, you know, Miller's not buying Budweiser. You know what I'm saying? These, if you're a paid sponsor for or a paid spokesperson for this a product or a service, never expect for them to not cash that check. That's what they are, Matt. And I think that... it's one thing to then, you know, ostracize and turn off Fox News or phone news and to not show up if they're invited. But what about our friends, our crazy uncles, the people that still, even to this day, are watching phone news, Matt? How do we address them?
Well, I think you can't go straight at them and tell them, you know, turn that off. It's all propaganda. It's all lies. I think you got to start a conversation at a different level and just say, I think one of the places to start is really, do you think... saying hang Vice President Pence was a good idea. Just try to find the outward edge of where they're at yeah. and then move in from that. I think and then talk about things that you have in common and visions you have for the country that you might share. And then just say, well, you know, they've admitted actually that they have been lying to you, because when they're under oath in a deposition, they've got to tell the truth or they're going to jail. And so Murdoch says, January 6th was a bad thing. And Tucker Carlson says Sidney Powell's a lunatic. You know, when they're under oath, they'll say that. But then, you know, when they're trying for ratings, they'll say the opposite of that. And that's what's so crazy. But I think you can make a case that way, even with your crazy uncle.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, and we encourage all you crazy uncles to give us a call. We'll take those calls. We'll get you straight, 844-967-2789. We'll come back from the break with some of your calls. I know we got them stacking up. Also, a piece here from NBC. Capitol Police Chief tears into Tucker Carlson for claims about Officer Brian Sicknick. The Fox News host was also criticized by Sicknick's partner and family members, who said Carlson had created, quote, footage that supports his delusional views on the January 6th insurrection. I mean, people are actually getting hurt by Tucker Carlson's continued gaslighting and lies and propaganda. But, you know, what do you expect from phone news? Come back with us. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789. Matt Rothschild, my friend of the devil, joining me. Matt, thanks for sticking around, man.
My pleasure, Dan.
I wanted to throw a little bit out there, then we'll get to the phones. There's a piece, again, mentioned at the NBC News. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger on Tuesday ripped Fox News host Tucker Carlson for spreading, quote, offensive and misleading conclusions about the January 6th insurrection, including a disturbing accusation about Officer Brian Sicknick's death that also drew rebukes from his family and partner. Just another night of news on Fox News, baby. In a letter to the Capitol Police Force that was obtained by NBC News, Manger conveyed his outrage over the way Carlson portrayed footage aired on his primetime program on Monday night. Security footage was exclusively provided to Carlson by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, as we've mentioned. Quote from Manger. Again, this is the U.S. Capitol Police Chief. The program, this is Tucker Carlson's program, conveniently cherry-picked from the calmer moments of our 41,000 hours of video. The commentary fails to provide context about the chaos and violence that happened before or during these less tense moments. As Manger continued, finally, the most disturbing accusation from last night was that our late friend and colleague, Brian Sicknick's death, had nothing to do with his heroic actions on January 6th. The department maintains, as anyone with common sense would, that had Officer Sicknick not fought valiantly for hours on the day he was violently assaulted, Officer Sicknick would not have died the next day.
Yeah, I mean, what med school did Tucker Carlson go to? That's what I want to know. I mean, right. You know, the medical examiner said that the events of January 6th did play a role in Sicknick's death the next day by two strokes. I mean, remember, he was hit with chemicals sprayed into his face, and, you know, it must have had a huge influence on his body, just all that was going on January 6th. Medical examiner says it played a role. Tucker says it didn't play a role at all. Well, who's Tucker Carlson, man? I mean, what are his credentials for coming to that conclusion?
He's Tucker Carlson, and he's on Faux News, and that's the whole point, right? Zero credibility. And we've seen the private texts and emails, how he talks behind closed doors. We've seen how concerned he is about the stock price. Right, we know that the Faux News lies to their audience as a course of business, as a business plan.
Yeah,
Tucker Carlson is.
Right. I mean, they don't want to report the facts when they get them as to, you know, Arizona going to Biden. They were mad that they told the truth. And now they don't want to tell the truth anymore because it hurts their ratings. I mean, the whole thing is just kind of a funhouse of mirrors.
But we live through it, and there's consequences to it. This family is suffering because of Tucker, and those that continue to follow and watch Tucker Carlson may come away. Now, I did not. I've seen other videos. I get videos. I get that people slowly sometimes get into something, and then it turns into a crap show. I understand those things, and I get that sometimes some of these videos were edited for purposes of time. You know, you don't need to see everyone run, but hell, here's the hypocrite Josh Cawley running. So
yeah, but we also saw him live. I mean, anyone who was watching on January 6th saw it happen live, and they saw the vice president scoot away, barely getting away. They saw the gallows. They heard the chants of hang Mike Pence. They heard people yelling, "Where's Nancy?" I mean, this stuff wasn't made up. We heard it in real time, and now we're told 2 years and 3 months later that, you know, it was all just, a sightseeing tour.
I mean, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Matt, said that people were staying within the velvet ropes. And perhaps in some of those videos for a few minutes, they were, until they weren't. You know what I mean? What are you kidding me? What is the end result? It wasn't that people were in the within the velvet ropes, trespassing, and then stayed within the velvet ropes and nothing happened and then they left. That's not what happened. If they stayed within the velvet ropes and then they went back crap crazy and you started crapping on the walls and beating people up and yelling, "Hang Mike Pence." Well, that becomes a little more problematic.
Right, and 150 police officers didn't injure themselves.
You know,
they got injured by the rioter. The rioters injured
law
them.
Law and order, yeah, Matt. Thin blue line, baby.
These people love the blue line, who love the cops, were spearing cops with American flagpoles.
844-967-2789. Wow. Gene from Eau Claire, you are up. Welcome, Gene. What do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as usual. You know, this is a clear and dangerous threat to our country and our democracy. It's a blatant psychological attack. It really is. You know, it's like psychological warfare when they spread lies, knowing lies, visual content, you know, go for the people's feelings, you know what I mean? And, oh, we're telling you the truth, and those liberals are coming to get, you know, the BS that they spread. I mean, these people believe it because that's the only place they get their information. And to me, we should all be arrested and locked up for the fraudulent and deceptive behavior that they knew were downright lies. I mean, I watch live, and I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. And to see these guys, after they're caught lying, and, you know, I'll bet you money half of the country hasn't even seen the emails that went between them, knowing that they were downright lying. I don't know if I've seen local stations cover it, because a lot of people don't have cable, and you got a lot of people in rural areas that don't have very good internet, and a lot of people older that don't even know how to use the internet. So this information is not getting out what these people are doing, and they are allowed to continue this dangerous behavior. That's my 2 cents worth, guys, and thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Gene. Thank you for participating. Thank you for listening. Matt, your thoughts?
Well, it's always nice to hear Jean when she calls in. But she's, you know, she's absolutely right. You know, this is a fraud, a visual fraud being perpetrated by Tucker Carlson. He knows better. Unfortunately, he wasn't under oath when he was airing this, because that's the only time he tells the truth is when he's under oath. Otherwise, or on his private emails to fellow show hosts saying, you know, our guests are crazy, but let's go put the crazy out there because we got to feed the base the crazy. I mean, that's what it's come to. And this is the most disreputable thing that Tucker Carlson's ever done, I think, just rewriting January 6th in front of our very eyes as though we didn't see it. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
You believe us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.
So many people are walking around now with arms.
And if Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, it would have been armed.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, Executive Director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, sticking around as the friend of the devil. Matt, thank you for doing so. I know we got some callers holding. Be patient. 844-967-2789. Matt, I want to throw this out there again, going back to that NBC News piece, talking about Manger. This is the Washington, D.C. Capitol Police Chief. He took over in July of 2021. He sent this letter out after Carlson's piece yesterday. He sent a letter to his rank and file that Carlson's opinion program, quote, never reached out to the department to provide accurate context.
I thought he was going to do that.
Isn't that what all good journalists do, man? The police chief said Carlson falsely alleged that Capitol Police officers helped the rioters and acted as tour guides on January 6th. Now, here's what the chief said. This is outrageous and false. This department stands by the officers in the video that was shown last night. I don't have to remind you how outnumbered our officers were on January 6th. You fought like hell on January 6th and risked your lives to protect the Constitution and everything this country stands for. You, along with our law enforcement partners, saved every member of Congress and their staff. And finally, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said at a news conference on Tuesday that he wanted to, quote, associate myself entirely with the opinion of the chief. I think we have some sound of that, Evan. If you would, let's go to the sound and play maybe just a little bit of the turtle head. Cut number one, please.
It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this in a way that's completely at variance with what our chief law enforcement official here at the Capitol thinks.
And cut two, here is McConnell.
The chief of the Capitol Police, in my view, correctly describes what most of us witnessed firsthand on January 6th.
You know, Dom, I don't believe in hell, but there is a special place in hell, if there is a hell, for Mitch McConnell. Because there, after January 6th, at the second impeachment, he gave a speech on the floor of the Senate saying Trump was morally responsible for what happened on January 6th. And he could have voted to impeach Trump. He could have told his fellow Republicans, this is the time to get rid of Trump. He deserves to be impeached for the crime against our democracy that he committed on January 6th. But he folded. He folded his tent, and he just couldn't bring himself to offend again the right-wing base or the other donors of the Republican Party or whoever he takes his marching orders from. And so he said, no, I'm not going to vote to impeach, and we shouldn't impeach Trump for this crime that he knew Trump committed, that he admitted Trump committed, and now all his words just ring hollow. I'm sorry.
Well, and to hide behind the police chief's words, I mean, he didn't say, he's just concurring, essentially. He did speak, though, McConnell, on the floor of the Senate, talking about civil redress and criminal indictment and so forth. That these are also tools to go after a president who is no longer the president, someone who is now just a regular average citizen.
Yeah, he was passing the buck there. He was saying, I don't want to do it. You guys do it after I'm done here.
Yep, we'll just let somebody else handle it. That'll be their problem. So much for leadership. And honestly, when he said it, when I heard those words, I'm like, well, yeah, I guess, okay, that's probably the case. So even if they're a bunch of wusses in Congress and they can't get their stuff together, even though a majority of folks wanted him gone, they didn't get the numbers that they needed to make that happen. But look what's happened since then. You know, civil cases, criminal cases, long time coming. We're still waiting, at least for those that designed, planned, orchestrated, directed,
we're waiting for Trump. I mean, McConnell said in that speech he gave, which gave all the reasons why he should have voted to impeach Trump, he said basically, the attorney general in the next administration should go get this guy. But the attorney general has been taking the slow road, that's for sure.
Do you think, real quick, 844-967-2789, we'll get to the phones in a moment. Do you think that, again, practically, logistically speaking, Matt, that the January 6th committee itself hampered, hindered, slowed down the DOJ's investigation?
Not at all. And they came up with a bill of particulars that they delivered to the door of the Department of Justice, and all they had to do was the next day say, well, here's the goods. We're going to draw up an indictment. And still, we're 4 months, 5 months after they closed up shop, and still no indictments. I mean, it's just appalling to me the slow snail's pace of this investigation. And the indictment should have been handed down months and months, more than a year ago even.
Amen, brother. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome back, Mark. How you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Doing good. It's been a rough few months here. My surgery went great, but then I think I ended up getting that respiratory virus and been on my ass for...
Oh, man. You take care, brother.
Yeah, and I can't help but pointing back to the Article 14, Section 3, and you mentioned Jim Troupas, that because he is involved in the insurrection, or as a member of any state legislature, as an executive or judicial officer of any state, those guys are supposed to be excluded, too, from serving again in a government, period. I mean, Jim Troupas should be in jail. I mean, our attorney general needs to do in this state is arrest every single one of the fake electors and arrest those that put him in the position for doing it. Just haul them off and put them in jail. I mean, and, that if the Republicans were in charge, that's what they would do. And pure and simple, these guys violated their oath to the Constitution of the United States, and that they need to be held accountable immediately. I mean, it's been far too long, as Matt just said. It's been far, far too long, and they're just oath breakers. I mean, they use the Constitution to wipe their butt, and they want to rewrite the whole damn thing now. I mean, that...
They're the oath keepers, Mark. Don't let them. Don't forget it. Jail. Would jail be some sort of acronym for the Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee? Because that's where Troupas is now. They're rewarding the guy, man. Kelly's still cashing checks. I mean, the party. Tucker's still doing the gaslighting and propaganda, man. The party is in full swing, man. There's no slowing down. It's full steam ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the more galling things about the whole thing. But, Mark mentioned, let me just read Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. It states that no one can hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state if they took an oath to support the Constitution and then engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same. So Mark's got a solid point there.
844-967-2789. Thanks for calling, Mark. Do well, my friend. Connie from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Connie. What do you got?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I'm thinking that McCarthy released those because probably that's how he got a speakership.
As part of the deal?
I don't know, but all the different things that he had to negotiate, and the 15 different votes, and, maybe that was part of it. We just didn't know, but it just seems really, weird. That he would release only get Tucker Carlson.
I like Connie's suggestion there. And also, I mean, McCarthy has an obligation under Supreme Court decisions to give that video to every media organization that wants it. You can't just give it to one.
Right.
You know, there have been a couple precedents by the U.S. Supreme Court that make it absolutely clear that he's got to give it to any other media organization that wants.
Well, and they'll sandbag it, Matt. And thank you for the call, Connie. Great point. I wouldn't doubt. There were a lot of deals cut for this to happen. That's very plausible. And as far as giving it to all the other media organizations, because there are other media organizations that want it, they've expressed their desires to have it. Well, hell, he'll just fight it and drag it out and let our taxpayer dollars go toward defending whatever his jackass decision he has, and maybe eventually it'll, sooner or later come out. But the damage, quote unquote, is already there, right? We've already had Tucker Carlson, the biggest Fox News host and the biggest faux news cable channel in the country, get out in front and say, hey, this was all BS. Look at these nice, peaceful people walking around, and you were all lied to. Like, what I'm saying right now is what Tucker Carlson is saying to his audience.
Yeah.
So we have two hosts. One telling the audience, hey, man, this guy's full of it, and he's lying to you, and here's the evidence. The other guy's just saying, well, no, they're lying, and here's my evidence. Who do you believe?
Right. And that's what he wants to do. He's just blowing smoke. And if he blows enough smoke, he wants to confuse enough people that there's doubt about what happened on January 6th. Or he wants to confirm the falsehoods that his base has been consuming ever since January 6th, that, everything was fine, that there wasn't an insurrection, it wasn't a riot, it was all, what did they say, sightseers. So, it's just, this is the post-fact world that they want us to live in, that there's no truth, that there's no fact, that there's no science, and it's just one person's opinion versus another, or one producer's cut of the video versus another producer's cut of the video. But that's not actually the case. There is something that's called truth. We saw truth unfold on January 6th before our eyes, and now Tucker Carlson again tonight is supposed to be spewing more of the falsehoods. So, it's just never ending.
Speaking of falsehoods, CJ, you are up. Welcome, CJ. What are your thoughts today?
Well, thanks, Dom and Matt, for taking my call. But, just the way I watched every bit of the January 6th, why didn't you have Evan, the January 6th committee, refuse to play the part where President Trump said, go in peace to the Capitol and fight like hell? But you never play that, do you?
No, we do, but CJ, you recognize if you have a speech full of violence and suggestions like that, and you say one thing or two things in the entirety of the speech, that these other things will overrule, basically, man. So, yes, he did say that, but they also said later, and it wasn't immediately afterwards, go fight like hell. And you know what, CJ? They did. And what's really important to my understanding would be what communication was being... Hang on a second, CJ, I'll let you talk, but I'm going to say it now. What communication was there between the Proud Boys, the 3%, is those that were actively, not just caught up in it, because I do believe there were those that were caught up in it, but those that were stack forming, those that were prepared, those that had guns stashed around D.C., those that were planning this, those that were around... all the Trumpsters, those were in the hotel planning these things. Where's the communications? Who was talking to who? Those are very important, but I haven't seen those either. Now you go, CJ.
Well, the 41,000 hours of security video that McCarthy actually gave to Tucker, you don't care about. You only care like cherry picking. You don't care about the police only because of January 6th. Because we had hundreds and thousands of police injured before this so-called insurrection.
So-called insurrection? So, CJ, I want to be clear, and I'll let you talk, but I want to be clear. And Matt, you got to allow me here. This is we'll call him our crazy conservative uncle.
Yeah, no, I want CJ. But, CJ, were you okay with people yelling, hang Vice President Pence?
Am I okay with it? I believe in freedom of speech. I wouldn't say it. But the mere fact
freedom of speech stops when you're given a direct threat to an individual.
Matt, you don't care about equal justice.
Come on now, CJ. That is just totally bogus. Hang Vice President Pence. Trashing the Capitol. You don't think anything. Spearing police officers with American flags. I heard you once say you thought that was wrong. Have you changed your mind about that?
Maybe. We cut him off. Thanks for the call, CJ. But listen, if you can have 41,000 tapes, 41,000 hours of peaceful birds and raindrops and flowers, but when the bombs start and the crap starts and the place blows up, those are the minutes that count. Those are the minutes that matter. What are you talking about? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We're taking your calls, and I'm not lighting people up too bad. 844-967-2789. You can have all sorts of blank pages on the book, Matt, but really what matters is what's the plot and what's the end and what's the consequence.
Yeah, we're losing CJ, unfortunately. I thought he was going to come around.
No, like I said, you know, Budweiser versus Miller. You're never going to get the other rep to drink the other. We are the Devil's Advocates. Matt Rothschild, Executive Director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. One last segment for your calls, your take at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We are your warriors. We are your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, we are your retribution.
That was a scary bit. That was Dom's imitation of Trump at CPAC. You know, retribution. I mean, that is some ugly language. Hitler talked about retribution all the time. And actually,
talked about retribution. Yeah, yep.
Actually, the Nazis had Operation Retribution when they bombed Yugoslavia. That's what they called it. So this retribution's got a lot of bad echoes. And I don't think it's an accident either. I mean, the Trump speechwriters know what they're doing. And also in that CPAC speech, who did Trump praise? Tucker Carlson.
Isn't that ironic? What's your sense? And we'll get to the calls, 844-967-2789. I mean, CPAC, what? And I haven't paid attention, but all of a sudden, you know, the allegations of sexual assault by the head of CPAC, and then all these crazies coming in. I mean, I thought it was a little frightening, but Paul Ryan addressed him, right? And like some of these other Republicans back, you know, years ago addressed CPAC. But now it's like the Trump show, and it's retribution. It's the revenge tour, Matt. What's your sense of CPAC as a influential organization going forward?
Well, I don't want to minimize it. I mean, I saw a ridiculous interpretation by someone on our side after CPAC saying Trump had a horrible showing. He only won 62% of the vote in the straw poll. Well, 62% is pretty good. I don't care if it's a friendly crowd or not. And the idea of people minimizing the chances that Trump might win. I mean, I'm scared to death that Trump's going to win again, frankly. Because with all this talk about retribution and, you know, he's going to settle scores and, you know, he could have declared martial law on January 6th. You know, he could have invoked the Insurrection Act on January 6th. And your friend Mike Lindell that you mentioned earlier was telling him to, you know, bring about martial law. So if he comes back in, you know, I think, you know, it's Katie, you blocked the door here because, anything could happen. Literally anything in our democracy could go totally down the tube. So, yeah, he scares the bejesus out of me. And I think he still has a lot of support at the base. So I don't wish for him to be the nominee. Let me put it that way.
844-967-2789. You know, in some weird, twisted way, I do, you know, just to see what kind of crap show this universe turns into. But obviously, no, that'd be very bad for this country. And the fact that he's pulling, and apparently one of the up-and-comers, one of the speakers at the CPAC was offered to pay them for polling. Like, there's a monetary exchange, so you take it for what it's worth, but whatever. But that's a minority of a minority. You know what I mean? So it's for Trump to be the nominee and then to get elected above and beyond that with all the non-Trumpers and all independents and, you know, normal people that would have a problem with that kind of fascism. I mean, do you actually think that's a possibility?
I do, and he's still, you know, I watched a lot of that speech as much as I could stomach, and he still is able to ring those populist bells and also differentiate himself from other Republicans. He was making fun of the Republicans who want to cut Medicare and Social Security. He was acting like a liberal in that regard. He was, that's what Biden's saying. And so he's clever like a fox there, and I don't think we should underestimate the guy.
Well, he certainly in 2016 and in that election cycle took over a lot of Bernie Sanders' speech. Words, the populism thing.
Yeah, the system being rigged. I mean, yeah.
Right. And that worked to a degree, but of course, he didn't do anything about it. In fact, it was rigged for him, if you believe some of the Russian influences. Let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Dana, you've been the most patient from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Welcome, Dana. What do you got?
Hey there, Dom. Hey, Matt. Good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, man.
I really want to say thanks for the comprehensive discussion on this Fox topic. It's really important. They're the number one cable channel in America, and they're poisoning our people with just idiocy. This one's for CJ. CJ, I could show you pictures of soldiers on D-Day. Sipping coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
But I don't think their day ended up that way. CJ, you just got to understand you're being lied to. You're being cherry-picked and giving just, what they want you to see. They could show you a picture of a MAGA eating cotton candy, sitting in the corner of the Capitol, smearing his feces all over the wall. But that doesn't negate the other thousands of hours we've seen. None of that does. You can't say that has an effect on that. CJ, just understand something. People lie to you and you believe it. I think your kids lied to you every day when they were growing up, and then they snickered at you, and when they got with their friends, they called you a chump. So next time you see them, now you'll know what that different look in their eye means. You have a good night, CJ.
Dana, thank you for the call. CJ, callers, come on. Fox News viewers, don't be a chump. It's very, very easy and basic advice, and I would advise everyone to follow it. Don't be a chump. One last caller for the day. Joe, you are up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
I'd echo Dana's sentiments. Great show. Really interesting stuff. And I think that at one point, Matt, you said that we're edging toward no truth, no facts. It's just a large bunch of mush, and we're all supposed to mush our way through it. I think it's important to remember these facts, too. It's over 1,000 people have been charged, and over 518 people so far, as of yesterday, have pled guilty. Sightseers don't plead guilty. You know what? They don't plead guilty. They, No, that idea that these were sightseers, And I think that this, it's Fox News, but it's also part of a larger strategy, and maybe you can get at this in another show. Governor Walker, reared his ugly head, in a political article. He talked about how no one cares about January 6th, and people have moved on. And I thought, wow, if people have moved on, why are we investigating this if people have moved on? It's part of a larger thing. Fox News is part of it, but it's also this. They want us to not remember that this terrible, terrible event happened and the lessons that we should and have to learn from it. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. Great points. That's absolutely what they want to try to do. And not only that, they want to put the very same people who were instrumental in coming up with the plan, coordinating the plan, executing the plan, back in power, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, the president committed crimes. We should move on from that. I mean, the first president in our history as a democracy who refused to have a peaceful transfer of power, we should just forget about it because it's old news. I mean, where do the cliches fall about we're a nation of laws, not people, and no one's above the law? I mean, we're just supposed to disregard that, too. Everything is just going the wayside for partisan purposes. That's who Scott Walker is, of course. But we need accountability. We need to redeem the value that no one is above the law in this country, especially those who held power and abused it. They need to be held accountable.
They absolutely do. Matt Rothschild, friend of the devil, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, I really appreciate you hanging out with me in Crudy's absence today. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you, man. And I look forward to coming back to Madison and seeing you real soon in person, brother.
Well, looking forward to that. Pleasure's all mine.
All right. Thank you, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, the friend of the devil, Joe Zepecki. Zepecki Communications. He's a Dem strategist. He's a coach. He's Las Vegas Joe. He's a friend of ours. Make sure you tune in and have a great night. We'll see you here tomorrow. Thanks, Evan.